There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, including blackjack, roulette, slots, and live dealer table games. And just this week, they paid out some huge wins. A player bet $10 and won $133,000 on Divine Fortune. Another player bet $10 and won $108,000 on Divine Fortune. Download the DraftKings Casino app today. New customers claim a deposit bonus up to $2,000. Plus, they start you off with up to $50 in free credit just for signing up. So download the DraftKings Casino app and use code VSiN. VSiN to claim the offer. Casino.DraftKings.com for full details.
All right, coming up this hour, 30 minutes from right now, professional sports bettor Chuck Edel. He is very good in the NFL preseason. It's where he thrives. So we have one more weekend to bet games with Chuck's plays. That's coming up in 30 minutes on the show. Some other tidbits that we have to kick around today. The VSiN Pro Football Guide is out. It is excellent. 110, 115 pages in that range of great content. Some trends to look at here, maybe in the NFC. The Eagles now. Again, high expectations here for this team. I get it. Makes a lot of sense. We talked about the NFC East with Adam Chernoff in the previous hour. He's now kind of changed his tune on the Giants. He was much higher on them a couple of months ago. He said everything under with the Cowboys. The Commanders don't have high expectations. And the Eagles are like, okay, well, they're going to win this division. They are 3-12 ATS last 15 in September. And that game one to begin at Detroit, that just has it just reeks to stay away from the game to me. I want nothing to do with that game already.
I like the Eagles in that game.
You do, huh?
Yep. Not buying it. Not buying this Detroit hype. No way, no how.
Road favorite in week one.
Well, sure. Yeah, a lot of them.
No, a lot of them.
That's the story of week one.
Yeah, that's going to be the story with teasers. It's going to be the story with Survivor, for sure. Now, this is one to keep an eye on with Minnesota, a team that when we said, you know, who are you high on, Chernoff said everything with Minnesota. They are 16-3-1 to the under, last 20 at home, when they're favored by 10 or more. Again, that's to the under when they're favored by 10 or more. Yeah. They might be 10 or more against Chicago when they play at home this year, and they might be 10 or more against the Jets when they play at home. Something to keep an eye on with that team. All right, you're from the state.
Yeah.
You know, you used to be a fan of the team.
Yeah.
You kind of gave up a little bit.
I did.
But are you actually from...
Couldn't take the pain anymore.
From a betting perspective, are you buying the hype?
Yeah, I did pick them in the guide here to win the division.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I took a shot. I know. Just, he made good points about the anti-Zimmer stuff and pro O'Connell. And certainly coming over and Jefferson having a monster season. But, you know, it's hard to get there with Cousins. But the other thing is how are these wide receivers going to work out and fit and mesh with Rodgers in Green Bay? They certainly have a great defense, Green Bay, as well. But that could be one thing. Maybe the Vikings, that's a great week one game to start, hosting the Packers. So I did pick them to win the division. We have the same picks in the AFC playoff teams except one. Bills to win the division, Ravens, Colts, Chiefs, what I went with. I have Bengals, Broncos, Dolphins, wild card. You went Bills, Ravens, Colts, Chiefs, Bengals, Broncos, Chargers.
Okay.
I threw the Chargers out because we do this every year. Oh, my God, the talent. Oh my! And then guess what? They blew four games and missed the playoffs again. Okay. NFC, I went Eagles, Vikings, Bucks, Rams, division champs, Packers, Saints, Cowboys. This is before the Smith news.
Right.
That we had to have the picks in. And then you went Eagles, Packers, Saints. There you go. Saints won the division. 49ers, Vikings, Rams, Panthers. Wild card.
Yeah, because I also bet the Panthers to make the playoffs. So I'm like, oh, if I bet them,
might
as well pick
them. Taking a shot, right?
But that Yep,
go ahead.
It also ties into, you know, the discussion of the NFC being so wide open this year. And so make a case for a team not named the Packers, the Rams, or the Buccaneers to win it. And I think you can make a case for, you know, some of these other teams that are a little bit lower on the list.
You have the I'd love to see this. You have the Bills beating the Packers in the Super Bowl. And I have the Ravens beating the Eagles.
Oh, you got the Ravens going?
Yeah, I took it. Yeah.
But you didn't pick the Bills even though you want to see them?
Yes.
Is that kind of like an emotional hedge already?
Yeah.
Okay. The Ravens, huh? Very popular pick.
Yeah, I know. It's trendy. But, you know, what are you going
to
do?
Well, it all points to, again, we ran down, like, the Mackinnon numbers from the guide. We ran down Bill Barnwell's column this week.
Total fluke. The injuries they had.
I mean, come on.
Losing guys left and right.
By the way, it can snowball. Because remember the year after the Niners made the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, that was the year where they couldn't keep anybody on the field.
Is that in play? Could they win third? Could that be a one seed? Could that be a 13-win team? Really benefit from the Watson suspension and maybe a rookie quarterback in Pittsburgh and the Bengals are a tough schedule? Maybe they...
Yeah, but their schedule is also pretty tough.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is tough. But that's... they could start out 3-0.
I can't
Bills
wait.
Bills at home, my God.
Oh,
that
I
is
can't
tough.
Wait to see that game.
Yeah. Back to back at New England, and then they host the Bills, and then they got the Bengals.
That is
my
wild.
God, that's treacherous right there.
Yeah, yeah. But again, it's a bizarre situation here to give them the AFC East the first four games out of the gate, with that fourth one being Buffalo. But they could start off 3-0. Yeah, that could happen. I mean, if they don't lose guys to injury this year, Harbaugh's a great coach. They have a lot of talent. I think the defense is going to be better than what the numbers said last year.
We didn't give a price, Adam's pick, I think 16, 18-1, something like that. Yeah, Colts to have the one seed. Most wins, right? Most wins.
Right, there's a path for that.
One seed, yeah. There's two different options there you can bet at several places, right? We mentioned that earlier in the week. Bills, Buccaneers to be one seeds is 14-1.
Yeah.
It'll be both of them.
But that play in the Colts makes a lot of sense. Hell, you're a guy that's also really high in the Colts.
Yeah, and it's anti-Tennessee. Tied into it, too, right?
Huh. Wouldn't that be something if Matt Ryan comes over and plays like at an MVP type level? Like his second best year of all time, behind the year he actually won the MVP and they gave away the 28-3 Super Bowl?
Well, that I can't see happening.
Well, I can't see it either, if he has like five INTs, doesn't turn the ball over, is super efficient, and that running game is just awesome.
I'm banking on it. That's right. I'm banking on it. What are some of your favorite trends in the guide? This Pittsburgh thing's great. 14-0-1 under run on the road in October.
Yeah, but that's... And why would that be? I mean, just perfect storm? Once the season starts to change and the numbers haven't adjusted quite yet?
Yeah.
The defense just completely takes over?
Broncos 13-2 under run on the road in division games.
Yeah.
The dog 12-1 ATS in the Charger Raider series with the games being with the Raiders at home.
You remember did you ever go back and watch that game from last year, the final game of the regular season that was this close to going to a tie?
One of the best regular season games ever, no hyperbole.
Yes.
The comeback, were there three fourth down conversions on the same drive that the Chargers had?
Yeah.
Then the two-point try, and then the whole thing was, is it going to be a tie? Are they both in? What's going to happen? And then Staley blows it again with the timeout, and then the Raiders said, well, let's do this damn thing. And then they run it, pick up a chunk,
yeah,
chunk play, and then the field goal.
Raiders, I mean, the conversation, right after the game ended, there was a conversation of like, I thought the game was going to end in a tie. The players were saying it. They were like, basically, I thought the game was over with. I thought we were taking a knee.
Right.
That
was there was so much going on.
The ramifications from that landing spot and how many people were betting tie in that game. Books would have gotten killed.
Tying into Jacksonville money line with what happened earlier. You're right. I mean, those were six-figure parlays.
Yeah.
If you played all the scenarios about how to get in and this, they're both in with the tie. It also, we had the Chargers in the contest. I think we cash if the Chargers get there.
That was such an important game.
Yep.
It was so good. I mean, it lived up. I mean, the anticipation going in of like, hey, can you imagine if it ends in a tie? Because of what would have happened at that point, both teams would have gotten in the playoffs. And then to play out like that. And I recall I was betting every possible scenario that I could to end in a tie in regulation. So I bet like Chargers first half, tie regulation, Raiders first half, tie regulation, and then tie. And one of those hit. And it was, I think they were all like 30 or 35 to 1 or higher. And it came in. Because you thought maybe there's going to be some sort, you know.
It should have happened.
Yeah.
It should have been that way.
Yep. How about this one?
They both were in.
Again, from the guide. Washington, 18-4 under, last 22 on the road against the Giants. When they play at New York, it's currently a pick with no total at DK.
Okay. Good. The Giants are also on a sick under run in home games, too. I think the Giants are on a 9-0-1 under run in home games as well.
The Falcons are 10-1-1 over their last 12 at home in January, and they happen to get two home games this year in that month. They get Arizona and Tampa Bay as the home games. And the Saints have been great in the second game of the season versus an opponent, right? So meaning, again, like a divisional spot. Their second game against the Panthers, the Buccaneers or the Falcons, they're 10-0 ATS last 10-second game. And again, how that team has absolutely owned the Buccaneers with Tom Brady has been wild to watch. It's been like a marvel. How? Why?
There's another one at Atlanta. Everyone will be on the Saints week one. Teasers, straight bets, money line, survivor, all of it.
You know what? I don't know.
It'll be a Scoop Jackson. So many Scoop Jackson games for the books.
I don't know how popular it's going to be in Survivor.
Really?
I think other plays are going to be...
Such as Niners, Colts?
Ravens, for sure.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I wonder if people, specifically at this one, if people learned their lesson with the Colts. Getting burned 2 years ago in week one.
That's right off the bat.
Losing last year. Yes. Some people kept them until the very end to lose to Jacksonville on the road. They've done great against the Texans, but the Colts have had some just weird results in the last couple of years against some bad teams. So... Chicago 17-3 under when they're a dog of 10 or more points.
I agree with Adam on that. I think the Bears will be an under team. Very good. Why nonstop second and long, third and long runs?
I don't know. It's
preseason. A lot of that in the preseason. Yeah. I know. That's something to watch.
We will recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next. And again, you can get the VSiN guide. Go check it out at vsin.com/subscribe. Go get it today. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Let's rumble. Mets $4 up to $4.60. They beat the Rockies and cover the run line. It was a sweat, though. Lugo loaded them in the seventh and then get the trumpets out. Six out save for Diaz. Couple on the pond in the eighth, but he gets out of it. The offense is a bit of a funk, though. Now, Mets got to do a better job offensively. But tough beat. The Grom, 9 strikeouts. Ah, come on. Go
yeah,
six.
I had that same game parlay to get 10. By the way, how many 2-strike counts did he have, including the last out that he actually pitched? And I would say this, at some books, Paulie, I know it closed as the highest favorite of the entire year.
Mm-hmm. Phillies, 3-10 up to 3.65. Sweep the Reds. 4-0, no problem. Congratulations. What a job. Harper's back tonight. They went 32-20 without him.
Huge.
Cannot believe it. And they're making the playoffs. Easy schedule the rest of the way. Rays 170 up to 210. They sweep the Angels. 8-3. Easy win. Texans plus 4 down to 2.5. No problem shutting out the 49ers. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Send in stuff. We'll put you on television. We'll make you famous. The dog gets pranked here. No one's safe. Don't fall asleep. You never know what's going to happen. This poor guy is out, and the family comes in. Look at him rubbing his belly. He is serious. And then the whipped cream right on the mouth here. Oh, no. And he wakes up. And they break. And they got him. I thought they were going to put the whipped cream on the paw and then feather with the nose. And the dog was gonna scratch himself, and it was going to go everywhere. That is some hard sleep right there.
Like college. What are we doing here?
Yeah,
dogs
come on,
now?
Leave them on. Yeah, yeah. I don't approve of it either. Yeah, I'm on your side. That's good. Look at the whipped cream. The big guy. Got to get the stretching out there. Very important. You want to get the cardio in. You know, stretching is very important before you work out. And this dog is getting on with the stretching based on what's on the television as well. Getting up there on his hind legs. Looking at it, mimicking what's going on the TV, and going down and going up, and going down and going up. That's smart dog. That is awesome. Look at this with the maneuvers and getting all the exercises in. That is awesome. Excellent. Very good. Jackpot. Big. Hello, Pittsburgh. We love you. This was the bad beat jackpot. $1.2 million.
Look at the guy in the hat, by the way. You know, you just want a lot of money, sir. I mean, look at him. You like, can we get out of here? I mean, the look on his face. Look at that puss on his face.
I would like to hang out with this crew, actually.
Yeah, right. So it's hard to see in this picture, but the other one you can make it out. That's the check. Everyone says on Twitter that's a great dealer. It was Royal Flush, cracked four aces in the hand. So everyone gets paid at the table in the room. The largest bad beat in U.S. history. $1.2 million in Pittsburgh. Rivers Poker Room in Pittsburgh. And there's the hand as well. Oh, what a feeling. Everyone gets paid in the room. Everyone, big payout at the table. And then the huge payout between the guy who won the hand and the guy who loses the hand. The guy who loses the hand gets a big chunk of it as well. Incredible
wow. So
hand.
If that got to 1.22, obviously, as it says here, the biggest in U.S. history. I mean, how long was that building up? I mean, we talk about here in Las Vegas when these pop for
$300,
yeah, right around there.
Right.
Like, that's a massive bad beat jackpot. But this thing is four times as much?
Yep. How about this prop swap ticket? What would you do here? It's a $100 four-leg parlay. Bengals to win the AFC North this year. Okay. Cam Smith to win the Open. Cashed already. Warriors beat the Celtics. Exacta. Cashed. Braves to win the East. It pays $91,000. He's asking $10,000. He can maneuver, though. What do you think?
So,
starting with the Braves, who are only two back.
He's asking $10,000. So the buyer would be getting a little bit more than 9-1. Braves in a parlay plus 330 and the Bengals plus 220. Okay. All right. Because what are the Braves right now?
3-1.
Maybe in that Something neighborhood?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And the Bengals, I think, have come down a little bit.
Big, well, that's a big break with the Watson news.
Of course it is.
Steelers
yeah.
might be starting a rookie, right? So you got a shot there, too. Interesting. Good ticket. Lose some. Cubs plus 110 went off the favorite. Yeah, I was wrong there. Stroman had nothing. Great job by the Cardinals. And we'll do this later. You know, Goldschmidt, no one's talking about this. He can win the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
Goldschmidt, two bombs again. What a year he's having. Huge $5 down to win the MVP. Packers plus 1.5 went off a 3-point favorite. They lost. And a couple lose some. We were talking about Amazon and bars and how this is going to work out. Thursday night games. Joe set this in. Joe Pep at a local bar for Man U Liverpool Monday. The game was on Peacock. I had to take the remote, install the app on the smart TV, and sign in with my personal account to watch. Logged out once the game finished. Streaming at the bars is a nightmare. Good job, Joe.
Yeah, that's the ultimate example.
Yes, it is. I mean, that's a big match. Hey, 12, you know, it's on at 3 Eastern.
Well, but the fact that he has to log in his own account.
No idea. No idea. Tough news yesterday in the NBA. Chet Holmgren out for the year. Number 2 pick in the draft. In a pro-am game in Seattle on Saturday, he was guarding LeBron. Foot injury. That's terrible. Well, and one thing is they'll just tank again now with the Thunder. So I would say pound that win total under.
So how much blame does Holmgren get for playing in something like this?
Zero.
None?
No.
Do you want him playing in the pro-am?
Yeah. Several tweets about, you know, go back before cell phones and all this, videos. Everyone was playing in these games.
Right.
Because now something happens. I mean, the guy's got to practice and play. A couple bad beats. Vicious push. Guardians Mariners first 5 over was 4. 3-1 in the first. That was the final score.
Yeah, that was it.
Yes. McKenzie made one mistake, and that was it. White Sox, nice call by you, Tony. Why'd you bring in Hendricks, right? And guess who blew the save? Keep an eye on the White Sox. That's over now. Watch the Twins, who have given up, it appears, have lost 6 in a row, and the White Sox up 2 outs, nobody on in the bottom of the ninth. Hendricks blows it. They lose. Keep an eye on the White Sox as well.
Yeah,
Terrible loss.
It was 2 days ago when it was 5-1 White Sox. La Russa had no business bringing in Hendricks in a non-safe situation. He gives up a 2-run shot. It gets dicey, squeaky bum time. And then he goes right back to him again last night.
Yep. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250 match. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
What have you noticed?
Week 0 starts tomorrow. And a good discussion off air with Adam Chernoff. You know, I asked Brad Powers, does this get out game get to 10? It's 9.5 now,
yep.
Vandy. It's one book open at a pick. Most books open 2.5. Adam and others were talking to bookmakers. I make it 9. You make it 2. That's all over the place
all
with this number.
Yep.
Because it's tough. Because now, number one, Chang, the new coach, and I know Paul Stone loves the under, 51 new players with Hawaii. They have won 7 home openers in a row. Remember years ago, they were a 2-touchdown dog to Arizona. won the game. They beat Oregon State to start the year 1 year. Colorado as well. So seven straight home openers they've won. And they weren't awesome. They were 6-7 last year. But you have 51 new players. You got killed with the transfer portal. So with that run-and-shoot style, and Vandy was horrific on defense, giving up 35 points per game. It's now 9.5 on Vandy. It's getting out of control.
So Paul Stone, when you said loves the under, you mean team total.
The Hawaii regular season win total.
Because of the turnover. I think this is going to be a lot like the Nebraska game yesterday when we also asked Brad, like, does it touch 14? If so, how long does it last? The answer was yes, it will, and it's not going to last very long. And he was spot on because it went to 14 for a few minutes maybe. And then
now it's 11.
Yeah. So pros gobbled that up like crazy. If this goes to 10, I would assume it's going to flash there for 10 seconds, a minute, and it's going to go right back down.
But imagine if you took pick. How do you not just take the almost 3-1 on Hawaii money line, put your feet up and say, okay, I win no matter what?
Yeah. No, that's the way I think that you would have to approach it. Even I'm not involved at all in this game. If it gets to 10, I have to put at least a little bit on Hawaii.
Sure. And you don't know how teams are going to react with that long trip. And if it's like, okay, let's hang, you know, is it a business trip? It's like the bowl games. Is it a business trip, or are you hanging out, maybe walking the beach like us in a couple of years? You know, I mean, how you look at it. So that's, but I could see a path here for Hawaii now.
I'm going to predict at least 2 walks on the beach for every Vanderbilt player per day when they're out there.
Top horse racing plays from ExpressBet analyst Jeff Siegel, both from Saratoga in the 7th. He likes the 1, Acoustic Avenue. It's a good name for a band.
I like it.
5-2. In the 11th, he likes the 3, Dressed for the 5th on top at 5-1. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up today with First Bet, the preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. The First Bet app is the easiest way to bet on your favorite sports. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Go to VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses.
I would say very good guest today on the show so far. 2 hours ago, Sean Callahan was on. He covers Nebraska football. He's live in Dublin. That was a really good spot with him. An hour ago, Adam Chernoff came in studio for 30 minutes. He's as good as it gets. And if you missed any of that, of course, you can go back, find the podcast. You can listen, subscribe, download. It's simple. It's called the Follow the Money Podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast, and you can catch what Sean had to say about the game. He had a great tidbit on the weather or the lack thereof in the stadium and how it's built that you're going to want to listen to. And Adam was just tremendous as always. And up next, Chuck Edel's going to join the program. As good as it gets when it comes to betting in NFL preseason, this is it, the final weekend to do so. Who does he like? Find out with us coming up next.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Kick off football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook all season long. BetRivers is your go-to book for all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, player props, great house specials, and more. Every week, BetRivers has unique football specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game. Every Friday during the football season this time, it's the man, Chuck Edel. Follow him on Twitter, professional sports bettor, moving markets. He is aces, and he joins us now to talk NFL preseason in a second. Thanks for the time, sir. Let's start with week 0 college football. How about a few totals? Take it away.
All right. I'm going to go a few totals here. A lot of these numbers have been up for a while. A lot of them have got worked over a little bit, but there's a couple numbers that I still think are playable here. First total I'm involved with is going to be the Charlotte, Florida Atlantic game. This is a game where Charlotte has a lot of experience coming back at key positions on the offense. Their fifth-year starter quarterback, Chris Reynolds. And then they also bring back their top 3 wide receivers. They have a solid running back core. Last year, the offense was very inexperienced. They've been together now. They averaged 27 points a game last year. I'm pretty sure that's going to improve. Their problem is their defense. They're in trouble defensively. They were bad last year. They gave up 34 points a game, 7.1 yards per play. The last 3 games of the season, they got torched 42 by Louisiana Tech, 49 by Marshall, 56 by Old Dominion. Now they're going to play Florida Atlantic, who's going to bring eight starters, including a good senior quarterback in Perry. He's got his four offensive linemen back to protect him. He's got two of his top wide receivers back. Florida Atlantic has a good offense. They also bring a new offense coordinator, Brent Dierman, from Middle Tennessee. When he was over there, they averaged about 71 plays a game. So he plays a little faster than Florida Atlantic was. So with the two senior quarterbacks, plenty of weapons on offense for both teams, I expect this game to go over. It looks like right now it's pretty much sitting at about 60. There might be a few 60 and halves out there, but I like this game to go over.
Okay, good breakdown. All right, the get-out game. It's 9.5-point move on the side. Vandy laying it at Hawaii in the total 53.5. You think Hawaii will have a bad outfit this year? What do you think of the total here?
Yeah, as you said, Paulie, the side has got really torched here. They've been betting Vandy since it opened up and up to 9 now. But I do like the over in this game. You know, Hawaii, they got rid of their coach. And so they bring in Timmy Chang, who was part of that. He played for June Jones and that run and shoot offense. In fact, he still holds all the records for the most passing yards at Hawaii. And so he's going to bring that system over. He also brings over the offensive coordinator from Eastern Washington, Ian Shoemaker. Last year, Eastern Washington, they averaged 44 points a game and 81 offensive plays a game. That's super fast. There's not too many teams you could find that play that fast. And they do have experience at quarterback. They had a lot of transfers in Hawaii after the coach left over there after he got fired, but they still have some experience. They got some wide receivers who transferred in. Their defense, though, is going to struggle. Not only does the defense struggle when you have a team that plays super fast, obviously they're on the field longer, but this is a defense who was dead last year in the Mountain West Conference. For the season, they gave up 31.5 points a game, and that was a pretty soft schedule. They only have two players returning on defense. Now they're going to play Vandy here, who defensively last year struggled. They gave up over 35 points a game, but of course they did have a little tougher schedule versus the SEC. But their offense has improved as the season went on last year, and improved with Clark Lee there. He's in his second year now. They have an experienced quarterback, running back. They have a lot of talent, a wide receiver. They should be able to torch this Hawaii defense. And the way Hawaii plays, I think they'll score some. They're going to play super fast, and I anticipate a lot of offensive plays in this game. So I did go over. It looks about 53.5 right now.
Okay. To follow up on that, we're talking to Chuck Edel, professional sports bettor. Every projection has Hawaii really, really bad this year. Makes sense. But if this number gets to Vandy minus 10, would that be enticing enough for you to go on the other side and grab it with Hawaii or no?
Boy, I mean, 9 out of 10 times when they open up a line 4.5 and it goes up to 10, I would say the 10. To grab it. I'm not saying I would lay the 10 with Vandy, but I would be a little nervous to take Hawaii plus the 10 here. I have to wait and see, you know, they have the eye test, but they could be in trouble defensively with their team playing so fast. I think their defense is going to be worse this year than it was last year. And they play a pretty good experienced Vanderbilt offense.
Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, the Sports Betting Network. Chuck Edel, our guest on every Friday during the football season. Pro Sports Better at Chuck Edel on Twitter, EDEL. What are you looking at for maybe, are you looking at some first halves for preseason?
Yeah, possibly. You know, they really, this year, have adjusted. I'm sure you guys have noticed. I mean, more than ever, you're seeing teams favored by more in the first half than you do in the whole game. And, So they've been adjusting that little different than they have in the past. A lot of these teams this week are treating this like a game four of the preseason, not playing many guys. But we do see some teams that are going to be playing their starters one game, a couple games that are intriguing. Obviously, the big game, I guess, that everybody kind of, as far as preseason, is Tom Brady coming back for Tampa. Their starters are going to play. And then, as Frank Reich announced a few days ago, his starters are going to play. I have a feeling, though, that Brady and their starters aren't going to play more than maybe two or three series. And I think there's an advantage here. Indianapolis has been gearing this like as their dress rehearsal. And I would possibly look at them in the first half of this game. The other game that I would possibly look at, if the number comes out right, is the Steelers. We know they're still looking at the starting quarterback. Lions are Goff is definitely going to be on the bench when they start. So Pittsburgh's still trying to decide who the starting quarterback is, and I think you'll see them out there with some of the starters. So possibly could be looking at the Steelers on the right number.
What info did you find? Have you read so far that you like, and what bets have you made already? Even though you can walk us through it if the line has moved.
As far as this week preseason,
yeah, all the preseason, yes.
Yeah, I played Seattle early. I did get a good number with them, -3. Cowboys are playing nobody.
Wow.
Seattle still playing their starters. They're in a little trouble offensively, so they're trying to figure out who their quarterback is between Geno Smith and Drew Lock. Tough decision there. They both pretty much stink. So that's the decision they're going to make. So the Seattle, I did play Seattle -3. I played Carolina -5, even though I'm not sure how long their starter is going to play, but still got a little bit of the best of it there. And as far as that, that's really all I've done. A lot of these teams this week playing all their young kids, wanting to see them play. They're kind of treating it like a week four, is on a normal 4-week preseason schedule. Now we're down to 3 weeks.
Okay, Chuck. Great as always. Thank you for the time. We appreciate that. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
There you go.
Yep.
There he is. The over in the Charlotte game, the over in the Hawaii game, and then what he's looking at with the preseason and waiting on some first halves. And he is right. I mean, that Patriot game last Friday was a great example.
Oh, yeah.
6.5 first halves in that yep. 6.5 for the game.
The Bills game.
Yes, right.
They were 6, I think, for the first half game. And also 6 for the game.
Yep.
I mean, would you really be surprised? Based on the history here that we have with Hawaii early on, right, like in September, August, it's going to be tomorrow, obviously, still. But to begin the season, if we get a 41-35 shootout.
No.
No, not at all.
No.
And what a tremendous breakdown there on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah. Man, you're talking, they were so bad against the pass, and then Vandy gave up 35 a game, so that has all the makings.
I also, I'm pretty glad I asked him if he would grab the 10. And he's like, he kind of talked me off it right there. So if this goes to 10, I'll take back what I said. Maybe I don't think I'm going to grab it now. He just said the defense mm-hmm. is going to be worse than last year, and it has a chance to be so bad that he doesn't even think 10 would be good.
50 new players. Oh. Mom.
That's.
Yep.
That, fun, though. Yeah, that. The turnover every single year is going to be like this.
This is the only Hawaii home game that's on TV, right?
That's
Saturday
right.
Night. That's bad.
That's right.
The Pro Football Guide is out now. It's packed with Super Bowl and playoff predictions, season win total bets from all the teams. Look at the size of it. Over 100 pages. Bills on the cover. Buyer beware. Everyone's got a win total recommendation as well. The host. Bookmaker breakdown on what futures the public and respected bettors are making. Sign up on our discounted football special and get all access to everything we do through the Super Bowl. For $175 or save half off the monthly price with an annual subscription and bet smarter all year long. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe.
Here's what it looks like printed sideways. For those of you listening to the show, it's thick. We'll put it that way. So, and there's, again, Alan on the cover. Everybody did a great job on the inside. Tons of great information on it. And by the way, the numbers that people were betting are available like right now. So there are still, like, I noticed... the Saints came down. I bet them at +350, I believe, to win, or +340 to win the division, right? I saw a couple of spots move to like +275 last week, and then with Brady coming back, they bumped him back up to like +340, +350 again. So that number is readily available on the Saints. So we'll tell you what we're betting tonight, this weekend, with in-pocket plays coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games!
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
Here we go. Time for our in-pocket plays. That was a loser yesterday. Got cute. Made a bet on a same-game parlay, if you will. It's called a player performance double out here in Las Vegas. I bet DeGrom. They have 10 or more Ks and a Mets win at plus 120. He had 9. That's what he landed on.
Tough. Dude.
And a bunch of spots there where he had also a 2-strike count, but did not end in a strikeout. So loser by 1 strikeout. Today, I'm going to go with the Cardinals at a plus price here. Look, I mean, I love this Braves team. I'm super high on Strider. How are you not? He's awesome. But I'll take Quintana and the Cardinals at a plus 130 price, which is available almost everywhere.
Okay. Tough one. Been a pretty good baseball run. But strange game yesterday. I like the Guardians and McKenzie. He made one mistake, and that's what got him. They scored in the first, top of the first. Seattle answers with a 3-run bomb, and that is the final score.
That was it.
And a vicious push, first five. Gonzalez was great. I can't believe it. It was anti-Gonzalez, too. With the play. Well, he pitched well. And then the Blue Jays won, but they didn't cover the run line. I can't believe they gave up that many runs to Boston. But that's now 9 of 10 they've won against Boston, and another big win for the Jays. The Brewers only $1.45 at home against the Cubbies today. A lot of respect for the Cubs playing good ball. Cubs went off the favorite, as we mentioned yesterday, against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers. Oh, sorry. Penny plays. Padres make the playoffs. No, plus 320. Oh, yeah. Dolphins money line week one against the Patriots, $1.40. Here from 2 in a second. Chiefs week one against the Cardinals, lane 3. I think that's 3.5 now. Jets over 5.5 wins, minus 150. Colts to win the South, minus 110. Colts over 9.5 wins, minus 140, 150. No tie in the regular season, 3-1. I'm against Chernoff on this one. Longest field goal made, under 62.5. Old Miss over 7.5 wins. Troy to win the Sun Belt, 14-1. In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern, betrivers.com.
All right, let's hear from Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. Adam Chernoff was on with us earlier. And he said all arrows pointing up to the Dolphins this year. Tua told the media what's different with this year's team.
I don't know, everything. Everything. Offense is different. The confidence that the guys have coming out to practice is different. The confidence that the guys have coming into the building is different. You know, the way we do things around the building is different. Just everything. I can't necessarily point to one thing. And I think that's what's going to help make us a better team is, you know, us spending more time with each other, not just in the building, but outside the building. And we'll see where this thing goes for us.
Okay. Interesting comments, because they had a good team last year and almost made the playoffs.
I was gonna say, is he going to be different?
Yeah.
He needs to be a little bit better.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Free play Friday.
Here we go. Look at the graphic again. Boy, the guys behind the scenes. Awesome job. Jeff Passan earlier this week, Angels owner Artie Moreno says he is exploring selling the team. Is he a couple years too late on this?
Yeah, it's been bad.
It's been really bad, man.
Rough stretch.
He spends a lot of money, but it never works out.
That there was that stretch where every week Trout and Ohtani were doing something crazy, and it's like, you know, Ohtani does this for the first time since 1940. There was one day, I think it was the first time since the Colonels and they lost the game too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you can't make the playoffs with these guys. You can't even get the 500.
Yeah.
The Madden stuff. I thought Madden would work out there. That's been a disaster too.
But also, you can't waste 10 years of Mike Trout.
They did.
They did. I was going to say, you can't do that and then follow it up by wasting like 10 years of Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, right. And Trout also out the injury issues.
Yep. Let's go here. Rapid fire with the free play Friday.
Mom tackles son. Oh, lays him out at football practice. Oh, my God. She sticks him there. That's pretty good. Her helmet goes off. All right.
Hey, buddy, what
good
do you think
shot
of that one?
Coming in heavy. All right. It's like the Amazon commercial with the with DirecTV, whatever it is, with the housewives trying to get Dak and chasing him down.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
Coming in. All right. Secure the bag. Very good.
Yeah, this is official, by the way. No surprise.
No surprise.
The premiere of House of the Dragon, officially the most watched in HBO's history.
It's like, when it's all said and done, 20, 30, 40 million? Who knows? Once you figure in all the numbers with the DVR and everything?
Yeah.
And the stream? Yeah. Like 30,
I
40 million people watched it?
I have to be honest. If you haven't watched it, I don't want it. It was so good to me that episode 2 might have a tough time living up to it. That's how good I thought episode 1. And by the way, like when you're watching the episode, you're telling yourself, like, this is awesome.
Yeah, very good start. Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Right? And even though the Game of Thrones was unbelievable, they couldn't stick the landing.
Yep.
But, yep.
Okay. Do we have, is this the Simba cam with the, okay. With the dogs, little puppies? You can never go wrong with a Simba cam, can you?
The dogs hanging out there? Okay.
Dog day at the park. Come on, show them. Let's see your pooches. Get them in the air.
Yeah. Where is it? Do we know? What stadium it is? Oh, it's in
Seattle.
All right. Hey, look at this guy. There you go.
Having a good
excellent
time.
Excellent. Very good.
I think they like to do that up there quite a bit. Are you excited for this? HBO announced Curb Your Enthusiasm's coming out. They renewed it for season 12.
I don't think I watched 11. What was the one where the guy's a Jet fan and he dies and the Jets killed him? Was that 10?
That's the pitbull of comedy.
Right. Was that 10?
That was probably 9. You probably 10.
Oh no,
yeah.
My 2 year. Oh boy, I got to get going. I think it's a brilliant show. Most of it is ad libbed, Larry David's a genius.
Yeah, I'm like you. I think I stopped. I don't know why, but I just forgot about it.
Yes, it like middle came out with the bad timing, right? Something was going on.
Middle of season 10, and I watched like the first half of season 11, but then I forgot about it again. So no, it's great. It's an all timer for sure. What is this?
This is good. Oh, you haven't seen this?
Oh,
upside
yeah.
down car. Look at how this guy driving around. Left turn. Coming through. The car's upside down. How the thing's put together. That thing's bananas.
What is your reaction if you see if you're driving next to that? I mean, you're totally freaked out for
triple
a good
take.
30 seconds.
Yeah, triple take.
What is happening right now?
Yeah. Upside down car. Just cruising. You never know what you're going to see out there. Max Meyer works for Caesars. A red-hot bet over the past week. Robinson. Brian Robinson. 100-1 now, 35-1, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Since August 16th, he's the first in tickets. Pierce is second, no surprise. And it's been coming in on him. You weren't a fan of him, though, right? Didn't you say you didn't like him?
Robinson?
Yes.
I didn't like him in Alabama.
Right.
And I called him a stiff earlier this week.
Yeah.
He wasn't your typical Alabama running back, and I hope he doesn't prove me wrong in the NFL, because I was staring at 100 and 125 to 1 out here. I'm like, I don't, even when the Gibson news is coming, I'm like, I don't want to bet it.
That was, good news for your ticket last night. Even more good news. Pierce looked great.
Oh, did he look fantastic.
Running angry. There you go. Dogs are great co-workers. Can be. Yes, look at this. Trying to get work done at home. Dog in his lap. Well, he's not getting any help here. He just wants to hang out and maybe say, I'll acknowledge him. Maybe pet him, something, huh?
So
and,
when you're
it for the real thing.
When you're sitting in your chair at the house in front of your computer, the TV's on, and you've been there for a while, and Jordan wants attention, what does he do?
He jumps on the lap or comes up with the paw on the lap.
And he comes up,
yeah.
Is he, okay.
He make an occasional appearance on the show when we were doing the show from home.
Oh, during the pandemic?
Yes.
Yeah.
He would climb up on the table and try to get in the shot.
I get the
Smart
best.
Kid.
I have two dogs at the house. I get the best of both worlds. Like, when it's been a while, they will let me know about it. Like, they'll come running in, start barking, like, dude, like, get off the chair. We need to play right
That's
now.
That's good. Are you a soup guy?
Oh, I love soup.
Underrated. Yeah, but depends what it is, though. But what soup are you eating here? I love clam chowder. Love it. Give me the New England clam chowder. Chicken noodle.
Oh, I get it.
The El Pollo Loco tortilla soup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a big,
oh really?
That
okay.
is a big portion of chicken, too.
So
very
what,
good
what's
soup.
What's the best one on this list? Oh, it's impossible for me to answer.
That is.
Because a good French onion cannot be beat.
Yeah, my mom loved it. I'm not in that scene.
You're not?
Baked potato soup.
I mentioned the lobster bisque.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm with you best with the clam. Part. But a good tomato, too. And you get a grilled cheese to go with it. That's a good. I'm the combo man. I call myself the combo man at home. A tomato and a grilled cheese you can't beat.
Matzo ball?
Yeah, well, very good.
Matzo ball soup?
They
okay.
got one up here at Saginaw's.
Yes.
By the way, you're going to hate me for this. My wife makes the best clam chowder I've ever had in my entire life.
She does.
Not even close. I don't know where she learned it from. Look at this guy. This is Grandpa.
How old is he? Grandpa goes
I'm
going to
guess
jumping?
In the 60s. Where is this? And off the top of a tree?
Oh, my God. That's lunacy.
He's pulling a Peter Pan?
Ain't doing a Peter Pan, right? Oh, that's crazy.
First of all, how the hell does he get up there?
Too much.
Good God.
There it is.
Part-time lumberjack climbing the tree like
that. Yeah, right. Free play Friday. Good luck, everyone out there. Have a good weekend. Be safe. Yep. Watch they'll stream the seminar here, too, by the way. Chernoff, Urlacher, Sean King. Follow Circa Sports on that as well, the Circa Hotel. Just like they did with the Nigel.
I'm excited, man. I can't wait to watch. I can't wait to see what Nebraska Northwestern looks like tomorrow.
9:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Up, right?
They're going to be juiced to the gills for that game.
I hope they fix the special teams.
Oh, boy. Oh. Imagine if they have the disaster. What if they lose? Oh, you can just hear, you
I
can hear
be
it coming
surprised.
From, oh, boy.
Take the VSiN experts with you anytime, anywhere with our full lineup of sports betting podcasts. Visit VSiN.com/podcasts to listen to every show on daily best bets with Follow the Money, The Lombardi Line, A Numbers Game, and My Guys in the Desert. Plus, get insights and analysis.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled KALSHI, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.